It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. By the way, at Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro, starting at 7 tonight, is the Puck It Up Draft Party.
That's right.
With Brad.
Puck It Up.
Broads is going to join us at 5:30 to discuss it. I'll be going to Puck It Up. I got to go home and feed my dogs first, and then I'll head right over to Puck It Up.
I'm shooting over there, too.
Oh, yeah. He promised us a parking
spot. I'll be easy to find.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I have for you today the five biggest developments we're monitoring amongst WIP hosts within the next year.
These always make me nervous.
You're not on it.
Whoa!
Yeah. Actually,
whoa.
Neither of you are on it.
Whoa!
Appreciate that.
And number one's related to me.
Oh, shocker.
Yep. Number five is whether or not the camera is going to still try to claim athlete status after what I'm about to do to him starting on Sunday. Because he's going to get humbled in golf, obviously, but it's really all the events. If I go 5-0 and it ain't that close.
If you go 5-0?
When I go 5-0.
There we go.
And it ain't that close. What, like, he's going to be, he, you know, boasts about his, you know, he's a little bravado kind of guy.
Yeah.
Will he be taken down a notch or does he keep his same energy?
Can I make a prediction here?
Yeah.
He's not going to make it through all five events.
You've been on that for a while. He's already ducking the running. I could tell that
physically,
yesterday.
There's just no way. He is, that, you know, he's just so, he's like a car that you drive to work and you're worried that it's actually going to make it there because of the noises it's making.
Nice.
You're like, well, if it's
just
not, if it's not the transmission, it's going to be the tire. If it's not the tire, it's going to be the brakes.
The alternator.
Yeah, the driver's side window doesn't work anymore. Like, he's just, he's on his last legs.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know he's 47. I always thought he was like, that's what he said yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he's in his 40s.
No,
yeah.
But I thought he was like 43 or 44.
Yeah, I thought he was much younger than me.
Yeah.
He's only a year younger than me. He looks so much worse.
Yeah.
Well, certainly is built worse.
Oh, my God, yes.
47, that's basically 50.
All right.
Nothing wrong with being 50 all or right. above 50.
Nothing wrong with being 50.
Or barreling towards 52. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying for his, how he is.
Yeah, I would have guessed he was like 43.
But Seltzer's 43.
Yeah, but yeah. Seltzer's age is all screwy to me.
I know.
Because he had like a whole life before.
And Elliot's like somehow almost 40.
Yeah.
No one acts like their age anymore. You don't act 48. You don't act 51.
No.
I don't act
30. I try to.
Well,
Elliot doesn't act 53.
Elliot in particular.
which is the one that doesn't act their age the most? It's probably Elliot, right?
Elliot.
Oh, yeah, for
Elliot
sure.
Seltzer.
Yeah, I don't look my age, but I think I act my age.
Now, Giulio acts about 45, but he's really 30.
You don't really act your age either.
Yeah, I know. I'm very mature for my age.
No, I was going the other way.
Yeah,
okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Great.
You're starting to become an adult.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely.
The fourth biggest development we're monitoring amongst WIP hosts within the next year is whether or not Richie becomes a full-blown girlfriend guy. Now, he might already be there.
What are you talking about?
He might already be
there.
I'm
out on this. I'm not doing this.
What are you talking about?
But, I mean, it's a lot on the Instagram right now.
Dude, let him live.
It's great.
Let this man live.
Dude, he is
monitoring the situation within the next year. I'm happy for him.
Can you imagine how much, like calmer he is now?
He is calm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Looks healthy.
Looks great.
Yeah. Let him live.
And letting him live.
Nah, look, I know we brought up the Instagram the first time. I thought it was fair.
Yes.
At this point,
let's let it go. It's his personal life.
Yeah, let him become a girlfriend guy.
Even though it's playing out on Instagram.
Yes, it sure is. A lot of Instagram. But it's been fun to
monitor. It's kind of jarring when you're not used to it. Not used to seeing a lot of John
I'm used Richie. To blood down the forehead.
Yeah, not wholesome Richie.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
Posting about Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Here he is loving his dog. Woo!
Alicia's good for him.
Great for him.
Great
I agree.
For him.
She's good for him.
I agree. But we're monitoring the situation. The third biggest development we are monitoring amongst WIP hosts here at WIP is whether or not Paul Jolovitz is becoming a Maury guy. His two biggest draft guys he wanted over the weekend, or the last couple of days, VJ Edgecombe, he wanted them to take at three.
Yep.
They took VJ Edgecombe.
Okay.
He wanted them to take this Broom guy was number two.
I did see him tweet about him before yesterday.
And he calls Maury an idiot. Does that make Jolly an idiot? Or does that mean that Maury now knows basketball?
He's got to give him credit.
He's got to give him credit. He's got to give him credit.
By the way, Jani Broom is such a random thing to want them to take. You know what I mean? Like,
that's that savantness that Jolly has a little bit of.
Did you just say savant?
Yeah, he's a savant.
In what way?
Oh, he's smart. He saw this. Listen.
Not everybody that goes to Penn is smart.
First of all, he has great retention when it comes to
he
memorizes everything.
Yeah. Yep,
right.
Yep,
so you got that.
Still can't tell. I still can't tell if he's kidding with the tweets the other night.
Yeah, not sure about that, but that was not one of his best moments
when he came at
Jack about the not scoring another run.
Now, if he was joking, I could see it.
Right. Well, he should have put a smiley emoji or something. I do it all the time.
I know. But I can't tell if he was kidding or not.
He has to give Maury credit.
He does.
That's why I got to call fraud on him.
Yeah. It's okay to say a guy had a good
job. But the guy took two of the guys you wanted.
I know.
You got to give him credit.
I know. We'll see if he does it. We'll see.
It's like Mad Mike with Howie.
I know. Now we'll see if Jolly has the stones to give Maury credit.
Yeah,
we'll see. I think he's on tomorrow at 10, so we'll have to monitor that. The second biggest development we're monitoring amongst WIP hosts is Elliot transitioning fully into an Eagles homer.
Well, monitor that all you want to. I believe that one is happened.
That one's left the ship.
Well, yeah, what?
It's happened.
That one's left the.
Yes. Well, the question
the
is
docks, left yes. the dock.
The
is
question is if they're 0-2, like what is Elliot doing? Is Elliot like let's say I hope
or he's going to tell you why they're 0-2, and he'll say he believes they can turn it around.
So he's not going to be critical.
No,
you don't think.
No. Wow. What if they get to like 7-7?
Well, here's the thing. And he can learn this from me, being a staunch supporter of the Eagles. And believe me, I've had to get through some rough times at times, but I can put a spin on anything because I'm a glass half full guy. Really have never went nuclear on the team about anything. Just not my style.
No.
It's not my style. But I know how to voice my opinion when I disagree with something. And you can't be blinded by everything.
And that's my fear is I think the blind might.
Can't be blinded by everything.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Come on, E.
Come on, E.
It's okay to be critical at times, brother. Then, see, you know what Elliot will do? He'll give you the criticism, but then turn right back around and praise him so it doesn't come off as if he's being too harsh. So he'll give you what's obvious if they're not playing well or turnovers or something like that.
And then go, but.
Then he'll put the positive spin on it at the end. Right?
I think so.
Eagles we'll homer.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Wow.
But the number one
happens to all of them.
It does.
We lose all of them. Yep.
But the number one biggest development that we're monitoring amongst WIP hosts is Jackie turning into a neighborhood guy.
A neighborhood guy.
I'm still a...
You're going to have everyone over?
Yeah. A little housewarming party.
Now, wait a minute. You're in a neighborhood now.
You're in a neighborhood
now. But I'm not really in a neighborhood. I'm in a town. I'm in a borough. I'm talking a strict neighborhood. So we...
Yeah, like we're in neighborhoods.
Yeah, you guys are in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not a borough in Westchester.
It's the only borough in Pennsylvania. It is. And we're in the town. We're basically in the city.
Wow.
Same thing.
You're not a neighbor?
I have neighbors, but it's like...
Are you neighborly?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, we live on a street. I'm talking, like, a neighborhood. There's a difference.
He lives on the street. Where else is he going to live?
Well.
So we bought a house, I guess, is the thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
We bought a house.
Don't
act like you
don't jinx it.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I'm looking for content for Top 5 at 5.
Okay. Yep. All right. Fair enough.
Also, it's not the only borough. Narberth is a borough.
Oh, easy. Whoa. Easy. Turn the mic down a little
bit.
Oh, my God.
That was startling, Buzz.
That was the loudest thing I've ever heard. Guy's so close to the mic.
Yeah.
Now he's not going to say anything else.
No, I just thinking if you just turn it down.
Well, that wasn't just me. All three of us took our headphones off at the same time.
Yeah. So so we're doing a single family home.
There you go.
On an acre plus. I got my New Balances ready to go.
Acre plus.
What's he going to do?
What does that new deal look like?
Don't worry about it.
I always tell when he shows me these houses with all this lawn, I'm like, who the hell is cutting
that lawn? Who's cutting that lawn? Yeah, who's cutting it?
Well, my dad is a lawnmower.
Of course. Right, are you going to use it or is he?
No.
Does he have to cut
it? No, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you hear me talk about how I was mowing the lawn for 2 hours on Saturday.
You got to ride more?
I will get there.
Yeah.
My dad has one.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't mow an acre with a push mower.
And we got the blade mower for our little.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay.
I remember I used to have to make money trying to use that thing.
I'm sure.
As a kid.
Yeah, so. That's the new development in my life.
Well, congrats. Hey,
thank you.
Congrats, but brother. Fingers crossed. Congrats.
Knock new on. House.
It's early in the, you know.
You got a new book. Yeah. New house.
Wow.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Man.
Wow.
Sutton came this a couple months ago.
Yeah. Wow. Things Man. Are looking up for Jack.
Man. Got a new car.
Wow.
Well,
I tell you.
Yeah, this guy's crying poor a lot.
2025 has been good to you.
The year.
Wait
friends.
A minute. He's crying poor.
Yeah.
Bought a new car.
Yep.
Bought a new house.
Right. Yep.
Selling his house for tons more than he bought it for.
Yep.
Right.
What are we crying poor for now?
Yeah. What about you can't park? What's the deal?
Oh, yeah. Lot. It did lose parking in 2025. So make sure you bring that up.
All right.
Make sure that's addressed on the Fritz Ledger.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. It's a big summer sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 18 months to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com, 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you, sir, are on WIP.
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, happy Friday. What's poppin', fellas?
Yosh.
What up, Yosh?
I just want you to know I took your advice on the push-ups.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I did 5 sets to failure with a minute in between sets.
That's what I'm talking about. Now what I want you to do, when you get comfortable with that after a week or two, break it down to 30 to 45 seconds rest. Because what you're going to do, you're going to keep the blood flow going to that broken tissue that you're breaking up. And it's going to cause that blood to go in there, pump in there. And then what's the name, as you rest, when you're done, that tissue, when it closes up on that blood, it's going to start to pump you up, boy.
I'm going to be huge.
Yeah,
yes, boy. I was saying, you gonna pump ice cream into getting himself situated.
Yeah. I gotta do something with this stomach.
You tag on right, you better listen to me. Look at Spike. Spike, I'm gonna listen to you. Cause he do gotta pump.
I'm on my way to looking like Joe the camera.
I'd say you're a little way from there.
Yeah, you're fine.
Hey, I tell you when I see you what you're looking like. What's saying again? I'm a duck. Oh, and real quick, I want to clear something up. Buzz do check on me while I'm on hold.
Yeah. Well, you're an important caller.
Yeah.
We'll
see.
Thank you. And real quick, I ain't mad at Jason Kelce, Speedo, but why he had on the old man New Balance all that money he making? Like, stop it.
He likes a fresh pair of New Balance. I think every time I see him, it's like a brand new pair he has on.
By the way, New Balance, not cheap. Tyrese Maxey wears New Balance.
Yeah, no, he's talking about the not those New Balance.
Okay.
He's just talking about the older guy New Balance that the older dudes wear.
You can get them things at Walmart or something.
Yeah, he ain't talking about the cool New Balance this year. He's not talking about those.
So what's saying the 525 and all that good stuff? Them things, what's saying the 000s? You better leave now, that alone.
The 991's a good little running shoe there.
There you go.
The gray one.
Jason got them ones on with me that them 65-year-old man wearing. That boy's
them Air Moccasins, shirt. Them Air Pegasus. Yeah, he got them he got them orthopedic New Balances on.
The orthopedic ones, man. Hey, Spike, I'm actually content with the draft. I like BJ. I think BJ, in my opinion, I think he's going to put in that work. I think he could be like an athletic version of Jimmy Butler. That's my opinion. What's the name with the hard
Jimmy
work
Butler.
He put in?
Wow, that would be a pretty good outcome.
Yeah.
Hey, I like the kid, Broom. What's the name? I told Jack I like him. I saw a couple of their games, and then in the tournament, that's a tough dude. That dude buckled his knee and rolled his ankle. I think he the main reason, what's the name, why Auburn didn't keep on going. But he still came back in the game, played it out. Gave them what they needed, what's name, and they won that game. What's name? I like that kid, what's name? He like Marquise Morris. You know, we love Marquise Morris.
He
like him. He plays tough, what's name? He can spread out, what's name, give you that outside shot. That's a pretty good pickup. I hate Elliott, and I love Elliott because, what's name, Spike, I know you like Sirianni. But when Elliott starts going in, he makes you guys sound like y'all don't like the person that you actually do like.
Well, because what he wants to do is he wants to be the only guy that likes the Eagles.
Yep.
And nobody likes him more than Elliott.
Yep. He's so annoying with
him. He even does it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, he turns you against
him. Yes, he does it to me.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I know Kyle Shanahan can draw lots of lines on paper. It's like, wow.
He gets you all the time. What else I was going to say?
This is good stuff.
We got on you last year about watching John Wick. We spent time all day throughout the show messing with you. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, action movie series.
I'm getting there.
It's so good.
Oh, man, stop playing around. You are not being corporate. Boy, like you tripping and flipping at the same daggone time.
Well, I finally got around to watching
True Romance.
Yeah, True Romance. So
great movie.
That was pretty good.
That
was good.
I fight that every time, but I forget. Fight True Romance is a good movie.
Yeah, you know, that was good.
I agree with you. Fight. It is a tearjerker. It really is good. When you watch it, don't watch it with nobody that's talking because you really need to pay attention so you can understand.
Oh, that means the wife is out there. Okay.
Yeah, you do need to pay attention.
Yeah, the wife is out.
Miss Renee, what's her name? Go do a hair.
Yeah, go watch something else. Yeah, go do something else.
Can't mess with it right now. And real quick, in my favorite movie, I love so many movies. Jack can tell you because I'll be giving him, get the movie y'all talking about. Get the show y'all talking about.
I know. But you're always the problem is, Yoshi, you're like 2 minutes after we finally get the answer. And then you're like, here it is. I'm like, I know.
But I don't know if nobody said it was saying my movie that I can watch over and over is Django, The D is Silent. That movie.
Oh, Django.
Django Unchained.
Yeah.
It's
a good one.
It is so funny, man. It's the humor. It's stuff I want to repeat that I can't even say right now. I got to wait.
Thank you.
Samuel Jackson was the best in that movie. Yep. Oh, man.
And Leo. Another good movie by Leo.
Leo was good in that. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, he was. Hey, Mr. Candy. Yes, he was.
That's it. I love him.
You kept your hand on the trigger. Good job.
Yeah. I was like, no, don't quote it. He's like, okay. And then he started quoting it. No.
Yep.
The other guy, by the way, the Sixers got, we didn't talk about him, was they signed, he was an undrafted free agent, Hunter Salas, who is a guard from Wake Forest. Now, played 2 years at Gonzaga, then he played 2 years at Wake Forest. I guess if he had come out last year, he would have been a first-round pick. After the draft, he was, as soon as Kevin O'Connor put out his top 10 undrafted free agents, Hunter Salas was one. Okay. He's a 6'5 guard out of Wake Forest, scored 18 points a game last year.
Another guard.
Undrafted free agents. They gave him a two-way contract, so he'll be on the team next year.
Okay.
I think maybe what hurt him last year was he shot, like, all of a sudden his three-point shooting fell off a cliff last year. He went from shooting 40% to 27%. You're a two-guard who can't shoot, like...
Well, you're not a two-guard. You're really a forward.
Yeah. So, but I think they believe in it, and it seemed like a good pickup. So he'll be a two-way guy on the Sixers next year. Jani Broom, by the way, has the makeup of a guy who will score 38 points a game for the G League.
Yeah. Like,
every time he goes to the... Wait, what are they? The Blue Coats now?
Yeah.
He's going to be 38, 16.
Now, how do you pronounce his name?
Jani.
Not Johnny.
Yeah. No. Jani Broom.
Jani Broom.
Yes.
Not Brome.
No.
Yes.
Kind of a knockoff Julius Randle?
Nah.
A little more.
I think he's a knockoff Carlos Boozer.
Yes. More closer to Carlos Boozer than Julius Randle.
You squint, you see Lamar Odom.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Odom was a ball handler outside and everything else.
Yeah. I don't think.
I like the Carlos Boozer comparison.
Actually.
Boozer was a second round draft pick.
Yes, actually, Jim in Alabama can tell us more about Jani Broom. Hey, Jim, what's up, man?
Hey, Spike and Fritz, how are we doing today?
What's good. Up, brother?
What's up, Jimmy?
Good. Can I get a couple things off my chest? First-time caller, long-time listener before I get to Jani Broom?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Number one, Fritz, you better kick his butt. I'm walking around down here with an Alabama football jersey with your name on the back, so I'm expecting big things out of you.
Number two,
do you guys give Elliott a sobriety test before he comes into the show and talks?
Oh, I wish I could tell you he was drunk. He's
yeah,
not. He's
yeah, never sober, drunk. Elliot. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
He's psychotic, not yeah, drunk. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I moved down to Alabama from the Lehigh Valley about 14 years ago. My son's going to Auburn, and I've had the pleasure of going to Auburn basketball for the last couple of years. And, man, I don't think Groom is, you know, he's not a number of first-round draft pick, but he is a solid player. Auburn had a whole cast of characters this year. He's not a fireball. He's not a spark plug, but he's got a level head. He can talk to the refs. He's big enough. He's good inside. I just think in the second round, we got ourselves a player that could really develop into something in Philadelphia.
I hope so. Look.
He seems like a 10-year NBA vet guy.
Yeah, he'll end up in the league for a
long time.
Yeah. I hope so.
Does all the dirty work.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
You need that guy.
You need one
Listen,
of those.
Listen, I can't remember. I was going to say, was Udonis drafted?
I don't remember.
I can't remember if Haslam was drafted.
30 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. He was on the 06 Heat, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he played his whole career at the Heat. He won three titles.
No, I know, but I didn't know if it went all the way back.
Oh, no, he won three titles. Yeah, he was on the 06 team.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And he actually played on that one. He didn't really play on the...
Dude, you should have seen Udonis Haslam in college. He probably weighed 50 extra pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
I don't remember him in college.
Yeah, he played with Florida. Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
Well, because when you're 6'8 or whatever in college, you can be a center.
Yep.
And then you get to the league and you're
Draymond
a
wing. Lost a lot of weight. Draymond,
oh, really?
Draymond was a heavier guy in college, yeah.
Coming up next, the NHL draft is tonight.
That's right.
There is a party over at Chickie's Glassboro, the Bucket Party with Bro.
Yeah.
20,000.
Can't wait to head over there. I got I'm going to get home. I'm going to Scotchy Rebel. You guys got to poop. You got to eat so I can get over to the Bucket Up Party.
Right.
Broach will join us next.
I'll be two shots in by the time you get there.
Oh, you're going to be a problem.
Shots on goal?
Yeah. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.